In northern Nebraska, you'll find a Sand Hills ranch that dates to the late 1800s. The couple who lived here met quite by happenstance, and their story is still one told to visitors today. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In north central Nebraska, you'll find a ranch with a story that dates to the early days of farming in this area.
Arthur Bowring is a rancher. He founded the place in 1894 as the Bar 99 Ranch. He lived here in a sod house till 1908. And then after that, he met his first wife and built a new ranch house till her death. And then he managed the ranch by himself for 20 years.
Tommy Hicks says Bowring homesteaded this 160 acres and established his ranch in 1894 in Nebraska's Sand Hills.
It's the largest sand dune formation in the Western Hemisphere. We're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. You look out in the meadow out to the south of us here, and it's just rolling gentle hills of sand and grass-covered sand dunes. Perfect for ranching. Cattle love the grass out here.
By the time of Arthur's death in 1944, his ranch had grown to 12,000 acres. Arthur experienced tragedy here. His first wife passed during childbirth, losing the child as well when the family could not get medical help to the remote location during a large thunderstorm.
He was a widower for about 20 years, and then in 1927, just out of the blue, he was coming home to the ranch, and he stumbled upon a broke-down car.
The car belonged to Eve Kelly, a traveling salesperson with a territory that stretched to Wyoming. The chance encounter resulted in the two meeting and eventually marrying. When Arthur passed, Eve now had to run this large ranch.
She's running the ranch, and of course she has a couple ranch hands that she has on hand. The ranch hands ran the ranch when she became a state senator. For the most part, she did run the ranch by herself.
As Tommy mentioned, Eve became a senator, and that's a story in itself. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Merriman, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCrae.